And good evening to you, Gavin Stewart here.
Sid Valley Radio, around the world, all day, every day.
Let's start off musical birthdays. Paul Anka.
I'm so young and you're so old. This, my darling, I've been told.
Celebrating his birthday, yes, the 30th of July it is today, Tuesday, yes, nearly the end of the month. Oh my goodness me, how quickly time seems to be flying these days, I just don't know. Anyway, what we got next? Jimmy Cliff, yes, the harder they come, I forget the rest of those words. Oh, yeah. Let's listen to him and he'll tell us.
Well, they tell me of the pie up in the sky, waiting for me when I die. But between the day you're born and when you die, they never seem to hear even your cry. So as sure as the sun will shine, what they've done. We'll be right back. slave. So as sure as the sun will shine, I'm gonna get my share right now. What's mine? And then
the harder they come, the harder they fall, all and all.
Jimmy Cliff, the harder they come. Celebrating his birthday today. Oh, yes, wonderful. Been very warm again today. And it's all right if you can stay in the shade and keep hydrated. That's the secret. Have your suntan protection cream on if you are outside. But stay hydrated. Although it's so easy just to sit there and suddenly you feel, oh, a bit parched and such like. Oh, I'll just have another 10 minutes. No, get up, go and get a glass of water, nothing else. And I say stay hydrated, because the hot weather's going to continue, possibly for the next couple of days. But who knows? We'll have to wait and see. We'll come to a forecast later on, about 10 minutes to midnight. And we'll be looking at tomorrow's front pages round about 11:30. But now, another musical birthday. Geoffrey Hammond, who for some unknown reason chose his stage name as Geoffrey Hammond Hammond. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, he played with Jethro Tull. So here is Witch's Promises.
Kissed by a witch one night in the wood, and later insisted your feelings were true. The witch's promise was coming, believing he listened while laughing you flew. Spotting red, yellow, brown, all over the same. And the love you had found lay outside in the rain, washed clean by the water, but nursing its pain. His promise was coming, and you're looking elsewhere for your own selfish gain. Thank you.
Jethro Tull and Witch's Promises. Anyway, moving on, our next musical birthday, Kate Bush. I can't believe it's her birthday. Anyway, here she is singing a duet with Peter Gabriel called Don't Give Up. It's unusual, but it's good.
Thank you.
Kate Bush singing along with Peter Gabriel a song called Don't Give Up. Wonderful. Celebrating her birthday, and Kate Bush was actually our last musical birthday for this evening. So, not very many, unfortunately. Here's Anne Murray. She had a couple of hits. One was Snowbird. Well, it's not winter yet. And the other is this one, You Needed Me.
I cried a tear, you wiped it dry. I was confused, you cleared my mind. I sold my soul, you bought it back for me and held me up and gave me dignity. Somehow you needed me, you gave me strength to stand alone again, to face the world out on my own again. You put me high upon a pedestal, so high almost see eternity. You needed me, you needed me. And I can't believe it's you, I can't believe it's true. I needed you, and you were there. I finally found someone who really cares. You held my hand when it was cold, when I was lost, you took me home, you gave me hope. When I was at the end and turned my light back into truth again, you even called me friend. You gave me strength to stand alone again, to face the world out on my. Put me high upon a pedestal, so high that I could almost see eternity. You needed me, you needed me, you needed me, you needed me.
A simple song called You Needed Me. Anita Harris, sadly, her husband passed away last year, but she's come out with this song and the proceeds are going to Alzheimer's and other charities involved with that. It's called Never Lose Hope. Anita Harris, and I think she still has a great singing voice.
Never lose hope or be blinded by the light. Never lose love, it helps the world unite. despair. Be still for a moment and close your eyes. Remember, the universe can be very wise, and love and hope will shine like the stars, so bright.
Harris, never lose hope. No, never, never get down and think, oh, I can't go on. That's it. Anita Harris, never give up. Never lose hope. Here's Carly Simon teeing us up to looking at tomorrow's front pages. Carly Simon, better not tell her.
But if you slip and my name should come up. Don't deny that you once knew me. Just leave.
Tune Carly Simon and Better Not Tell Her. It's time for this. Yes, the front pages for July the 31st. I can't believe it's the end of the month already. My goodness me. Oh, where has time just flown? Anyway, let's start with the Daily Express. And really, most of the front pages have a follow-up to yesterday's tragedy in Southport. So we start with the Daily Express. Tragic loss of innocence is the headline above the girls' pictures. And sadly, there's three girls now passed away after yesterday's attack. Why were they taken from us? That is the question asked on the front page. The Times, stabbing horror families reveal their devastation. Well, I'm not surprised. It is just so tragic. Tax will rise to balance the books, says Reeves. The Chancellor. The Mirror. A town in tears, keep smiling and dancing. Heartbreaking tributes to three young victims of kids' club knife attack. The Daily Telegraph, violence erupts over child killings. In Southport tonight, yes, there's a police van set on fire, rioting. Sad indeed, and There was a video as well, which hasn't been mentioned on, I don't think, any of the front pages, but there's thousands turned up for that earlier on this evening. And the Daily Telegraph: violence erupts over child killings. No room to build on Greenbelt. That's nonsense, says Angela Rayner. And Reeves admits she will have to raise taxes in the autumn budget. Oh, dear. The Daily Mail. Southport stabbing horror. And it's got pictures of the three young girls, 9, 7, and 6. Faces of the innocent little Taylor Swift fans killed in cold blood by a despicable human being. The Independent. No words to describe the devastation that has hit our family. Well, I'm not surprised. How can they actually come to terms with it? The Guardian. You can't help but cry. Hundreds pay tribute to the stabbing victims. And again, we've got the three pictures of the young girls that tragically were killed. And still, I think there's 5 still critically injured and in hospital, and 2 critical adults. Sad. Badenoch, traumatised and bullied senior staff. Well, that's more headlines, I suppose, about the Conservatives. Someone will be digging around, see what they can come up with for headlines. Israel targets Hezbollah commander in Beirut. The iDaily, no words can describe our devastation. Indeed, there's just nothing people can say, is there? The Financial Times. Reeves warns budget will raise taxes as row over £22 billion fiscal hole deepens. There's still arguments whether it was or wasn't, etc. Tributes paid to stab victims, and a picture of Sir Keir Starmer up in Southport with a wreath, and I think that is the Chief Constable of Merseyside at his side as well. Bosses frozen out of city after panel dishes out a rare cold shoulder penalty. And the Metro was our little innocence. Well, yes, indeed. I can't describe it anymore. Here's Badfinger, Day After Day.
I remember finding out about you. Every day my mind around you.
Badfinger, Day After Day. Oh, yes. Let's get back into the music more. Just, it's very hard to put the front pages of these newspapers out of your mind once you've seen the headlines. Here's Lionel Richie. Hello. And hello. Now, we've got a song by the name of Rex Bob Lowenstein. And this was played, I don't know how many years ago, when Roger Scott was still with us on BBC Radio 2. I think he did Saturday Afternoon Show. And this was one of the songs he used to play. Rex Bob Lowenstein.
Mm-hmm. There's a disc jockey in Hardenburg who works at WANT. He puts two or three eggs in him, then he's in your car by 6 a.m. He lives for his job and he accepts his pay. You can call and request Lay Lady Lay. He'll play Stanley Jordan, you two and Little Feet. He'll even play the band from the college down the street. And his name is Rex Bob Lowenstein. He's 47 going on 16. His request line's open, but he'll tell you where to go if you're dumb enough to ask him why he plays Hank Snow. He tries to keep his talking to a minimum. He's a Democrat, he's a Republican. He's an ad man with a great voice, say some. But when he spins old records, he's neither one. He'll talk to the truckers on the interstate strip, the housewife and the car dealership. When his second wife left him for a paper millionaire, he cried unashamedly right on the air. And his name is Rex Bob Lowenstein. He's 47 going on 16. His request line's open, but he makes no bones about why he plays Madonna after George Jones. Striped suit took the owner of the station to a restaurant booth. His pitch was simple: you'll increase your sales if you only play the song list we send in the mail. He guaranteed a larger audience, less confusion and higher points. But your drive time jock won't get to do his thing. Hey, he's not half bad, tell me what's his name. Well, his name is Rex Bob Lowenstein. He's frequently heard, he's seldom seen. His formula's simple and his format's big. I just play it, then you call and tell me what you dig. Bob and David saw Lowenstein quit his job a week later, but before he'd leave, he locked and bolted the control room door and played Smash or Trash till they cuffed him on the floor. Well, they drug him into court and the judge said, Rex, I gotta lock you up for what I'm not sure yet. But your boss here says he thinks you're wrapped too tight. But by the way, thanks for playing Moon River last night. And his name is Rex Bob Lowenstein. He's a framing bell inside a tambourine. He could play it all if he was just set free. Just to find what the people W-A-N-T. 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 Just to find what the people
Rex Bob Lowenstein, that was the title of the song, and it was sung by Mark Germino, I think you pronounce his surname. Anyway, the sad tale of Rex Bob Lowenstein. Now, taking us to look at tomorrow's weather, Ann Peebles, She Can't Stand the Rain.
I can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories. Yeah, when the rain, do you remember how sweet it used to be?
Can't stand the rain. Well, no, not many people can. Anyway, looking at tomorrow's weather, we don't have any rain, but we'll come to that after we played this little jingle from Henry and Alex.
Hi, I'm Henry.
And I'm Alex.
And you're listening to Sid Valley Radio.
9 minutes to midnight it is. So let's have a look at tomorrow's weather. Oh my goodness me. Sunshine again. 27 degrees tomorrow, it says. Sunny with a light wind. Overnight tonight, it's a temperature of 16 degrees. Tomorrow night, it's going to be 15 degrees. Oh my goodness me. It'll be a case of throwing the duvet back and I won't go into any more details. Anyway, that's a look at the weather. Sunrise tomorrow morning, 5:39 in the morning, and 1 minute to nine is sunset tomorrow night. And there has been a weather warning issued for Devon, and it takes place on a Thursday, the 1st of August, from 1 o'clock in the morning all the way through to midnight on Thursday. Oh my goodness me, the whole day. Oh, that's 23 hours, they're saying there's a weather warning of thunderstorms, a possibility on Thursday. Oh dear, make sure you take a raincoat with you just in case you get caught in a shower. Anyway, who shall we have next? How about this one, Neil Diamond? Play me? Why not? Oh, turn the sound up, Gavin.
She was morning, and I was nighttime. I one day woke up to find her lying beside my bed. I softly said, come take me. For I've been lonely, in need of someone, as though I'd done someone wrong somewhere, but I don't know where. I don't know where. Come lately, you are the sun, I am the moon. You are the words, I am the tune. Play me. Song she sang to me, song she rang to me, words that rang in me, rhyme that sprang from me and warmed the night. And what was right became me. You are the sun, I am the moon. You are the words, I am the tune. Play me. So it was that I came to travel upon a road that was fond and narrow. Another place, another grace would save me. Sun, I am the moon. You are the words, I am the tune. Play me.
Neil Diamond and a song called Play Me. We are playing out you with are. The Corries. Yes, Folk Festival starts Thursday. Here's the Corries. Will You Go, Lassie Go? Or Wild Mountain Time, it's also known as. Anyway, thank you all for listening. I'll see you Thursday evening for the Country Bunker from 6 o'clock in the evening through till 8. Thank you all for listening. Do take care. Bob's here tomorrow from 9. We've got Tim Stevens at 6. We've got Anthony at 8. Thank you all for listening. Stay safe. Take care. Bye-bye for now.
And we'll all go together to the Wild Mountain Time, all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? I will build my love a bower by yon cool crystal fountain, and round it I will pile all the wild flowers of the mountain. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pull all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? I will range through the wilds and the deep lands a dreary, and return with our spoils to
to the bar, oh my dearie. Will you go, Nasico? Then I'll surely find another to pull white.